If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 2 opening day, a holiday, baseball. What are your big takeaways from opening day 2024? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Also, Rob Manfred, we call him Manfraud, he's the commissioner. He says he wants a short Ohtani investigation. How much confidence do you have in Major League Baseball's oversight? Also, Ohtani, the latest developments are not good. He is associating himself with some people that have done work with some very shady characters. Also, Wander Franco is back on administrative leave in Tampa. Where is that story going? We'll get to that. Who knows what else? Here in hour number 2. Play ball! Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we huddle up and we give you chills and thrills coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and impressively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pot, not that pot, the jackpot of audio hogwash. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Later this hour, we'll have Maller to the third degree. Shea is in the producer's chair. So we'll have that coming up later in the hour. And next hour, the Comedy Club opens. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. We got Sports Jeopardy in the final hour, if we make it to the final hour. And so just kind of hang out with us. We'll be here all night. But I am fired up. I'm a baseball guy. And you're only really allowed to talk baseball on opening day. And then if there's like a big scandal or drama. Other than that, day to day, we don't talk much baseball. We don't. Yeah, we might talk about a team that stinks for a couple weeks or something like that, but on the night-in, night-out basis, I watch the games, but we don't usually talk about them that much. So we have an opportunity, because it was opening day, to discuss what happened, and our lead is from not just opening day, it's happy days. Yeah, absolutely happy days. I was loving it. I was like, this is great. I'm going to have something to watch. There's always day games during the week, and I'm always like futzing around trying to find something to watch, so I'll have something to watch from now until October when I wake up. Baseball's back. If you did not watch, maybe you didn't. Maybe you're like, I can't handle that. I had to watch the basketball, college basketball. So Major League Baseball last had a full schedule of regular season games 180 days prior. In opening day, it's kind of like a religious revival, right? You're as baseball fans, that old song from back in the day where you're born again, there's new grass on the field, right? I'm ready to play. I can be center field. You get all the pageantry. You have all of it. And so I love it. So let's discuss the question, what are your big takeaways from opening day 2024? So I'll go first, and then you can go if you want. Now, my observations, I've got Spaghetti Western, Rodents, and Baywatch. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make garlic fries, a soft pretzel, a hot dog, and nachos, which I'd enjoy all of those items at the ballpark, all of them. That would cost me about $9,000 these days. But anyway, so number one. Calm down. All right, so to answer the question, what are your big takeaways from opening day 2024? It was just refreshing, right? I woke up, there's ball on. I worked out. I went for a walk. I watched on my phone while I was walking. I got ready for work. I had a game on. Now, my big takeaway from this, I'm going to go Spaghetti Western. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know that was a Spaghetti Western back in the day? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Anyway, I'm going to start with the good. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, Dodgers. I got the Dodgers. I got Mr. Burns. I got the Snakes. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, putting the St. Louis Cardinals in a blender. Have we done a wellness check on Sir Scratchoff's Cardinals? Have we checked on him? I don't know. The Big Blue Wrecking Crew. What you expect. The home opener. I already played a couple of games, but this was the U.S. opener, and the Dodgers looked amazing. I was annoyed by modern baseball, though, as Glasnow went, I think it was like six innings. He had 81 pitches. They took him out. Like, you couldn't get him out there for another inning? His arm might fall out. Fall out of the skin. Now, Corbin Burns was like a surgeon. It was a surgical performance for him, and that is a big-time pickup for the Orioles. People say I'm too negative about the Orioles, but that is a big-time guy. And if he's healthy going into the playoffs, that should be a guy, Burns, that can set you up to win the first game of every series. Put you in position to win the first game of every playoff series. He absolutely bedeviled the Halos. How about Arizona? The Diamondbacks disemboweling the Rockies. 14-run inning on opening day. How are those tickets being sold for the Rockies? How's that going? They sell a lot of tickets after that, get the people fired up? Yeah. Team that's as bad as the Rockies, the Athletics. I loved this. We're going to talk more about it coming up in a few. I thought this was in the good category. Oakland fans held a parking lot protest on opening day, and I'll get into it more later, but the stadium was almost completely devoid of fans when the game started between the A's and Guardians. And there were people having a big party out in the parking lot as the team is preparing. Of course, years from now, they're going to move to Las Vegas. Now, the bad, how about the Cubbies? Craig Counsell's debut as Cubs manager. They blow, I believe it was three leads against the reigning champion Rangers, who get the walk-off win. And then the Cubbies get the double whammy on opening day. Not only do they screw up and fumble a win, but their ace, Justin Steele, the man of steel, left the game. The man of steel should not have a bad hammy, but his hammy went whammy. So he does have a bad hammy. Yikes! That's a troubling sign. That's a troubling sign there. And that was not in Chicago. That was in Texas. So you can't blame it. It's the cold weather. That's why. All right. Now the ugly. It was so ugly. It was good. The cheating Astros blowing a 4-0 lead over the Yankees. Over the Yankees. 4-0 lead they had. You had your big-time battle-tested pitcher, Framber Valdez, on the mound. You really hate to see it. Valdez, he's a guy that sucked at a time you cannot suck. He gets a 4-0 lead. He then walks six batters and gives up five hits in 4 2/3 innings. Now, he didn't get the loss. The bullpen got the loss, but Valdez didn't hold the lead and couldn't even make it five innings. And remember, last year, in the second half last season, his ERA was around five. This guy was a total stud a couple years ago, and now he is going down, 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 down. All right, now, page two here. We move to our obligatory Mallor monologue on the gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. And while many in the media that are in bed, in cahoots with baseball, are trying to ignore the story, let me give you the condensed recap, because there have been some medium to large developments, depending on how you analyze this stuff. So the commissioner, Rob Manfred, said that Major League Baseball is committed to its investigation of the scandal surrounding Shohei Ohtani and hopes it will take a, quote, short, close quote, time to resolve. Now, Manfred defended also the fact that Major League Baseball, while investigating Shohei Ohtani for gambling, is in bed with gamblers. Now, again, I like gambling. I'm an adult. Whatever. I think you should be able to gamble if you want. But if you're playing, it's a problem. It's an issue. And so Manfred defended being a partner with the gambling world. And then he gave this whole rap. Well, it's a privilege to play baseball, and you have to follow certain rules that other people don't have to follow, but you get paid a lot of money. That's what he implied. So let's get back to the point. Manfred wants a, quote, short investigation. How much confidence do you have in Major League Baseball's oversight in the Shohei Ohtani story? So I'm not sure what's below zero. I know there you can have below zero, but on the scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go zero, below zero. Major League Baseball, let me tell you something. Their investigative arm is filled with rodents. Okay, actual vermin in Major League Baseball's investigative arm. The three blind mice. Okay, in fact, that's even mean to the blind. I believe Inca Terror, Blind Emmett, and that terrible caller we have, Andrew from Bakersfield, would be better investigating this than the actual Major League Baseball investigative team. Now, my example A. All right, here's my example. The Major League Baseball investigative arm was tipped off years ago that there was a baseball team cheating. All right, the ass 1, 2, 3 holes. And they found no wrongdoing. Let me repeat that. There were cheating. There were videos of them banging on trash cans and more likely than not used a buzzer and all this contraband, a whistle. And baseball investigators said, oh, we're good. It's kosher. We're all good. Now, as for Ohtani himself, there continues to be a lot of circumstantial evidence that is not looking good. Right, we talked about this in a previous episode of the show. A bookmaker bragged about him being a client, like openly talked about it to his associates in Vegas that Ohtani was on his bankroll, which doesn't look good. Also, when the story became in the public theater, the first move Ohtani made was hire a crisis PR manager. Now, you don't know who the guy is. His name is Matthew Hiltzik. He is known as the number one. Right. He's the Hollywood fixer. Guy lives in New York. But here are some of the names of celebrities that got in trouble that he cleaned up the mess. Well, he kind of cleaned up the mess. Johnny Depp. Remember when he was in that trial with Amber Heard and it was really ugly back and forth? He said, she said. And this is the guy Johnny Depp hired. This is the guy Pirates of the Caribbean guy hired, all right? How about Hillary Clinton? She's had some scandals. He worked with her. Alec Baldwin. Okay, he's had a bunch. And here's a name that you don't want to be associated with. This is the Hollywood fixer that used to work for Harvey Weinstein, the scoundrel of scoundrels, they say in Hollywood. But wait, there's more. Ohtani also hired a guy named Andrew Brettler, another guy you probably don't know who that is. He is a top-ranking Hollywood lawyer when you're in a whole lot of trouble and you're a celebrity. This guy's clients include Danny Masterson, who was a convicted rapist, Armie Hammer, and Prince Andrew, who's had a few problems along the way. All right, so that's he's in bed again with a guy that the publicist, the fixer, who worked with Weinstein, and the lawyer who worked with Prince Andrew and Danny Masterson. All right, final point. Last stop, we go to Tampa. Here's another story that should be much bigger. It's not because of the team. Wander Franco. Remember him, Wander Franco? We remember him. Wander Franco is back in the headlines. He's also back on administrative leave. So where is this story going? It is going like Baywatch. He's treading water. He's spinning his wheels. Franco stands accused of having a sexual relationship with an underage girl and then breaking money laundering laws by paying hush money to the mother. Now, when this story came out, we had a couple of guys that said that this is like standard practice in the Dominican, that in some other countries where there's like a business agreement between the parents. They get the money, and then whatever happens, happens. Anyway, it's illegal in the Dominican Republic, but he has not been criminally charged. So it's just an accusation. This guy was the face of that team. He was the star shortstop and all that. And he has not played or worked out for the Tampa Bay Rays since August. But technically, he's still a member of the team, and he is still collecting his $174 million salary. But that will likely end by the summer. And the chances of him playing another game, I think Hollering James has a better chance of playing another big league game than he does. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, you can join us. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but you can call up, scream, shout, all that. If you don't want to call up, you can follow me on X, and we might read your comments. Just like texting on your phone, but it's just sending it in to the X machine, which we monitor during the show. At Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you would like to be part of the Big Bafo Sacco radio show. And is it true that LeBron James may need to hire the Hollywood fixer? We'll get to that, and we will do it next. But hey, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go it alone. In your job search, visit expresspros.com today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change.
You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the sound bites and all the music on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena, and she is the FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Is it true LeBron James may have to hire Ohtani's guy? He might have a situation on his hands. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. That might happen. Anyway, as we roll on here, doing it live. We will do it live, and we're doing it live right now. Sharknado says, hi, Big Ben. How are your brackets holding up? Go UConn, Huskies, and Roll Tide, babies. That's JD, our guy JD in Boston. I haven't really checked there. I haven't really checked that out, so not sure how that is going. Let's see here. Page down. Justin in Cincinnati says, Brian Finley gushes about how talented and trailblazing Diddy is. Okay. Saying that anymore. Double O Mexican in San Diego says, I don't think it's a good sign that Ohtani has the same lawyer as Danny Masterson, considering he's Weed Man Hippie's bunkie. Hello. Hello. Who else do we have? Page down. Shane from Des Moines. He wants a bunch of people banned. He wants Sir Scratchoff banned from the show and pretty much everyone that calls the show. Let's go to the phones and let's see. Who do we have here? Well, Hollering James was on hold, but he hung up, so he's gone. Hopefully he'll call back at some point. Let's go to Tony in the Bay. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Ben, let's try this again. Lorena, can you play Little Henry Lee Only to Be Hurt When You Get a Chance? Now, Ben, are you there?
No, I left.
Okay, so I got a coworker who's getting on my nerves. I've been trying to avoid him, and it seems like when I go left, he goes left. When I go right, he goes right. You get the point. So if he keeps it up, I'm going to have him smell my finger because no one wants to smell a fat chick's vag. Catch you later.
All right. Thank you.
What the hell?
He does this. He does this all the time. He thinks that's going to get on the air.
Lorena, do not play his song.
Look,
I'm serious.
He's upset now.
Don't play.
Upset.
No.
Oh, there you go.
We have standards on this show.
We do? All right. Yeah. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moe. Let's go to Hawaii, a nice tropical location. We'll say hello to the Holy Roller. On Waikiki
Ben.
Beach.
Wait a minute.
Yes. What?
Is this the guy who was supposed to do that stunt?
No.
I love you.
That guy's never called again.
Oh, that was trash or something?
Yeah, trash. Okay. Remember he was going to go down the mountain in Hawaii, and he was going to be recorded, and he kept saying, oh, the weather's not right, and then he stopped. Hey, Holy Roller! How you been, Holy Roller? We haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, Ben. Aloha from Waikiki. I love you. You guys have filled me with so much joy over the years. We know your Dodger last World Series was Fugazi. And I remember the Ben, Eddie, Coop, Roberto, Doc, Weedman, Jenny from Medburg. And I want to ask you a question, Ben. How is your thumb doing? Because you need the Benny and the Penny. And you've been doing it for so long. Is your thumb damaged? Do you have an Achilles there?
As you know, people think these jobs are easy, just talking for a living and doing occasionally television during football season. These jobs are very difficult. Let me explain why. My hearing is terrible because I wear headphones all the time. I'm a middle-aged man, and during football season, I had to wear makeup. I felt like the new Bears quarterback. It was very odd. So, I mean, these are, you know, I mean, I could have gotten makeup in my eye. I sweat a lot. I could have got blinded by the lights on the in the TV studio. So these are not easy things. These are very difficult things, Holy Roller, that I have to deal with. And people don't. And you mentioned my thumb. That's a great take. My thumb. I could have broken my thumb and had to have it amputated from flipping the stupid penny. It's a great point.
And you know what? Shout out to JT, Damon Bruce, the Dodgers. Let's go win some money. I love you. I love you.
Okay. All right, buddy. We love you. All right. Big hugs. All right. Hang on. You got a shout out for JT the Brick. Look at that. All right. Get out of here. There goes the Holy Roller. Where he goes, only he knows. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know if I want to take that call. I'm debating that call. I want Hollering James to call back, though. I should have gone to him earlier. We went to Hank because Hank was on the international line. And Hank told a great story. I didn't know that about Hank. I'm glad I talked to Hank, but I wanted to holler at James Stout. You can't have everything you want. You can't have it. So there's a wild story going around. I actually learned this from the Queen. She filled me in. Then I did a little deep dive on it, and I found some more information out about it, and it's pretty good. As Marcel says, Lorraine, helping us out. So we'll get to that LeBron gossipy story. Does he need to contact Otani's fixer? We'll try to get to the bottom of that. We also have coming up later this hour, Maller to the third degree is right around the corner. But just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Get to all that we mentioned, but right now we pass the mic. I'm going to throw a bounce pass over to Eddie, and he'll get you caught up on everything going on that you didn't know about.
Or maybe you did, but we'll give it
he'll
to you anyway.
Refresh your memory.
We start with Sweet 16 action in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.
What was sweet about it, Eddie?
Well, we had a couple of two seeds get knocked out, a one seed as well. Yeah. So that's was chalk until now, so it's pretty good. The one seed that is out, North Carolina. Tar Heels losing to the fourth seed, Alabama, 89-87. Crimson Tide making it to the Elite Eight for just the second time ever. Their opponent will be six-seeded Clemson. Tigers also making their second ever Elite Eight appearance thanks to a 77-72 win over second-seeded Arizona. Third-seeded Illinois gets 29 points from Terrence Shannon Jr. and a 72-69 win over the two-seed Iowa State. Up next for the Fighting Illini, the number one overall seed, the defending champs, UConn. Huskies blow out fifth-seeded San Diego State, 82-52.
I will have a fun fact. We'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line.
Well, thank God you've alerted us so we can get ready for that.
Fun fact. I'm putting the fun back in facts.
A ninth straight double-digit win in the NCAA tournament for the Huskies, so they're kind of doing well. Major League Baseball opening day, you had the defending champion Rangers walking off with a 4-3 win over the Cubs in 10 innings. Dodgers beat the Cardinals 7-1. Shohei Ohtani in his LA debut, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Yankees over the Astros, 5-4. Juan Soto in his New York debut, 1-for-3. An RBI, got a couple of walks, and he threw out a runner at the plate in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks embarrassed the Rockies 16-1. Arizona put up 14 runs in the third inning alone.
Hey, Eddie, why can't you be positive? They gave up 14 in one inning. The rest of the game, though, Colorado only gave up, what, two runs? Three runs?
It's just the facts. I don't know what to tell you.
A 1-1. How many did they have? 15 runs, and they gave up 12 in one inning? Is that right?
16 runs and 14 runs in one inning.
Okay, so only two the rest of the game. That's good. Yeah. So the other eight innings... Well, I guess they didn't even have a bottom of the ninth, though, right? Because the game was in Arizona. So
that's correct.
Right,
yes.
I scratched that. Okay.
All right. Pirates beat the Marlins 6-5 in 12 innings. You had the Orioles over the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns, Baltimore debut, 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks in the win. Red Sox over the Mariners 6-4. The Padres beat the Giants 6-4. Tigers edge the White Sox 1-0. Twins over the Royals 4-1. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-2. Guardians shut out the A's 8-0. Shane Bieber for Cleveland, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts, and the Reds beat the Nationals 8-2. Mets, Brewers, and Phillies, Braves were rained out. Two games in the NBA, Hawks over the Celtics, 123-122 in overtime. Second win in 4 days for Atlanta over the top team in the league. DeJounte Murray, 44 points, including the overtime game-winning shot. Pelicans beat the Bucks 107 to 100. Some NHL games of note. You have the Hurricanes blanking the Red Wings 4-0. Carolina clinching a playoff spot. Stars over the Canucks 3-1. Dallas clinches a playoff spot. And the Panthers lose to the Islanders 3-2. However, because of Detroit's loss, Florida is in the playoffs as well. As he reaches for his copy. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
Fun fact time, Eddie. Fun fact. Are you ready to have fun?
Yeah.
I got to feel it, Eddie. I got to feel it. I'm not feeling it, Eddie.
I hear the fun fact, and then I react. I'm skeptical about your fun facts.
No, this is fun, Eddie. I'm going college basketball with my fun fact. Let me check. Lorena, are you ready for fun, Lorena?
I love fun.
See, that's the reaction, Eddie. Look at that. Look how happy she sounds.
Yeah, well, I've been around you a while. I know.
You're jaded. You're bitter. You're a broken man, Eddie. And she's not broken yet. She's not a broken woman.
Or a man.
That's true. So Grant Nelson... That's a college basketball paper.
Who?
For Alabama.
Who?
The first player to have 20 points, 10 rebounds, and four or more blocks in a Sweet 16 game or later since? You know who, Eddie?
No, but I bet it's going to be fun.
Eddie? Kevin Love, Eddie. Kevin Love. Way back in 08. That was 16 years ago for UCLA. Kevin Love. But wait, there's more. We are told that Grant Nelson, that stat line, he is the first player in a tournament game to have that stat line, or at least an SEC player, since Joakim Noah in 2006. And I ask you, Eddie, why would you go to Cleveland? Who goes to Cleveland on vacation? You remember that rant? I remember that rant. That's an old rant.
Was it Noah?
Yeah, it was Joakim Noah. Joakim said the guy's name, Joakim Noah. Yeah. The Bulls
never
were
heard
playing.
Of him.
Well, he's an old basketball player. They were playing the Cavaliers in the playoffs, right? I think they were playing the playoffs. Maybe they weren't, but I thought it was in the playoffs. And he did this whole rant, like, why would you go to Cleveland? I don't know. Anyway, that might have been against LeBron James. Might have been against LeBron James and the Cavaliers. Either way, LeBron in the tabloids here, and it ain't good as LeBron tied to some old video that has popped up. And the video has gone viral here of LeBron attending one of Sean Diddy Combs, or just call him Diddy, one of Sean Diddy's parties. Yeah. Now, that normally wouldn't be a problem, but right now the feds are swarming around like flies over poop around Diddy. And there's major allegations, lawsuit, police raiding Diddy's homes, that he has been acting as like the black Jeffrey Epstein for years, apparently. And we know what happened to the... Well, it's weird because the Epstein thing, you know, there were a few people that got dinged. Not everyone. There's some presidents that were hanging out with him. But anyway, so LeBron, this video of him at a party... And now you got this lawsuit, and so people are like, well, wait a minute. You know, is LeBron going to show up on some list if the feds arrest Diddy? And
it's
then they go through his records, and what's going on? And we've got a bunch of people right now that are trying to do the impossible. Did you see this? They're trying to delete the internet. For example, Patrick Mahomes. Uh-oh! Mahomie. They've been deleting old comments they made on social media with Diddy, but LeBron can't do that because the videos show him having a grand time with Diddy, having a wonderful time, just wonderful, just great. Yeah. And, for example, there's TMZ, some old TMZ video of LeBron, attending Diddy's birthday party. And this is in 2018, and it popped back up. No, who knows? Maybe it's just harmless, and you know LeBron was just there hanging out. But there were some big names that are still big names that are, you know, legends, like some of the Kardashians, Usher, old school. LL.
I don't want to go too deep in here because it's getting sticky.
LL Cool J. Man, is this thing going to blow up? Is this story going to just get massive?
I don't want to go too deep in it because it's getting sticky.
Let's go to our gossip expert. And she's got all the answers, the queen. What are you thinking on this one?
I think this is just a really nasty place for LeBron's name to pop up right now. It doesn't matter any of his history. Like, once you know you hang out with those people, and he seemed pretty friendly to me. It's just a red flag.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been to one of those parties in the Hollywood Hills? Have you ever attended one?
I've been to a couple of mansion parties, but I don't know the red flags to look for.
Oh, well, I've only been to one. I think the red flag for me was I went downstairs into one of the rooms looking for a bathroom, and I saw somebody doing a line of coke on the table. To me, that was a red flag. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
That's already too R-rated for most.
Well, as they say in the Hollywood Hills, it is snow season year-round. It is always snowing in the Hollywood Hills. So
sleigh rides everywhere.
Yeah. It's a winter wonderland there. Who knows? I don't know. This would be wild, though. If Diddy is he's the one, and all these other celebrities that were hanging out with him, if this turns where it might be going, man, would that be a wild tale. Craziness.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to talk about everyone up at first, too. And Diddy's allegations and everything have slowly been coming out over time, so.
Well, in the Epstein story, there's still a lot of names that haven't gotten out, right? There's still a bunch of people that kind of think were doing stuff at Epstein Island. Does Diddy have his own island? He didn't get his own island like Epstein, right?
I don't think so, no.
Probably not. Mm-mm. Okay, well, right. He tried. Let's go to Sir Scratchoff, whose baseball team got smushed by the Doyers. Right. Hello, Sir Scratchoff in Arkansas.
What's going on out there, Shane Des Moines? You look like a dick with ears. Hey, anyway, Ben, let me tell you something.
What is going on? What is going on here? What?
Let me tell you about your Dodgers, okay? I haven't heard lately that they got some COVID going on for the bubble. So if you think you're going to whoop up on everybody because the COVID's going to bring in the bubble again when you're World Series, I'm sorry, you're wrong, okay? St. Louis went out today. They sucked. I mean, we always suck before we start the season. But then we'll come back later. They'll give away 13, 15 the wild cards, and we'll get in there again. So, you know, you go off and brag on your team and have a good day and start talking about your Astros. When it's all said and done, St. Louis Cardinals will play some baseball. We don't know when.
Well, they are going to play 162 games. They will not play any extra games because they're not going to the playoffs. So that's not happening.
The last 4 years, I've got it right. I picked my win before the season started, and I got them at 87 and the over on 87 wins. So, I mean, we're going to be all right.
I'll bet you some Little Debbie cakes that you will not pay off because you don't pay off your bets. But I will take the under on the Cardinals, the win total.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll take the over 87, you take the under. And if I get the wins, how about if you just give me two golden tickets?
I'm not going to give you
I got two guys that ain't ever going to call this station, and we're going to make them call.
Okay, so here's the problem. Let me tell you the problem. Here's the one problem I have, okay?
Okay.
If I lose the bet, I will give you the golden tickets. If I win the bet, you will not pay off your end of the bet. So that's my problem.
Being like I said, buddy, it's all going to be okay. When you finally get this box, you're going to be proud what's in the box, and I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to be laughing all the way down the street.
Yeah, you're going to spit. I know what you're going to do. You're going to send an empty box. I know what you're going to do. It's going to be an empty box. What's in the box? It's nothing. The box is empty.
There's only two of your callers that knows what's coming besides what's supposed to be coming. And I'm not going to tell you because it's a surprise. Okay. And I promise you, I want you to talk about it like you do the Astros. Don't you talk about it for like 6 months every night.
Oh, yeah. And let me guess. Okay. You're going to send me an a-hole gift, like a jersey and a hat from the a-holes. Is that what you're
going
to do?
What's really going on here? I've got my fellas taking care of some stuff for me. Uh-huh. And right now with softball season kicking off get ready to kick off, the uniform place that I use for uniforms and hats and stuff, they're really busy right now, and we're just trying to get things done.
All right. Well, I think you've kind of revealed what you're going to send, but that's fine.
You're going to be happy, okay?
All right. And softball season. So just to clarify, in Arkansas, softball season is a big season.
Yeah, yes, sir, it is. It's really big. It's like eating alligator, man. It's a pretty good deal. But I think I got the colors right. Since Ohio Sam's gone, I mean, Lorraine, okay. I don't know what, whatever, I'm fine.
That's the bet. 87 wins. I'm betting the under. You're betting the over. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. That's the bet.
But I ain't going to send you nothing because I'm already going to send you something. But it's gonna
take whatever.
We're almost done.
You're not sending anything. All right. Thank you. I got to go. I appreciate it.
Hey, anyway, get you a Dodgers team, okay? Because your
What do I have to do to end the call? Shay, I said thank you for the call. All right. Anyway, hey, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. You see the standings, and you can get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. It is a fluid situation because of the games that were played on Thursday. We've got more games, obviously, all weekend. Two winners at the end of this will get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. You understand? All right, you understand. Very good. I see that Justin in Cincinnati and some of the boys are very excited about that LeBron James story. A little too excited about that LeBron James Diddy story, but I digress. Time now for the Insta Trivia. I was watching the Mariners game with the Sox, and the Red Sox won that game. Actually looked somewhat decent. They had a pretty good offense against a good Mariner team, at least it's supposed to be a good Mariner team. Anyway, Red Sox outfielder Tyler O'Neill, who had played for St. Louis, he hit his fifth consecutive opening day home run, meaning 5 years in a row he's hit an opening day home run. That is a major league record, surpassing the mark that was shared by Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, and blank. That's the Insta Trivia. Maller to the third degree, and your answers next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Today's Friday.
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
You handle yourself, Ben Miller.
Put a sock in your mouth.
No.
First time drinking in 7 years.
I love our balls.
Quickly.
We sucked, and we sucked at a time that you can't suck.
Today's Friday. Today's Friday. Today's Friday.
You are the weakest link. Bye.
The show is over. Goodbye.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Insta trivia. Here it is. Red Sox outfielder Tyler O'Neill hit his fifth consecutive opening day home run 5 years in a row. That's a Major League Baseball record. He passed the great Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, and blank for the record. That is the question. What is the answer? John got it right. Obviously a cheater. Bad job by you, John. You should not cheat at these games. Like Eddie, that's a bad job by you. Benny the Bopper, guessed by Trucker Joe. Jason Isringhausen, randomly guessed by the KC Car Holler. Mark, listening to us in Santa Monica, says Lee Harvey Oswald is the way to go. Maller Prop Guy says Sam Mayday Malone. Who else do we have? Masshole Mickey also went with Sam Malone. Grandy Man, the Grandy Man can, the Grandy Man can. Curtis Granderson, guessed by Supermarket Steve. Who else do we have? Paige down. Kathy, our friend in Madison, Wisconsin, going with Otani's next translator. King Rory in Montana says Air Bud is the way to go. Kilvio Veras, Padre and Marlin legend from 00 Mexican in San Diego. Tinker to Evers to Chance from I-40 Ian. Clearly dating himself. Jason Veritek from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. American therapist says Edwin Encarnacion. Maverick says Lorraine is the answer. Eddie, do you have an answer?
I do have an answer, Ben. It's former Detroit Tigers slugger Mickey Tettleton.
Mickey Tettleton, Fruit Loops, is that correct? No.
Wrong.
Not, you get that wrong, Eddie. It's a bad job. But you're the correct answer. A man that yelled at me and screamed at me, Todd Hundley. Todd Hundley is the answer. Did not like me when he played with the Mets.
Who could blame him?
Now, screw you. Let's get to the game. Here we go.
It's Maller.
Here we go.
To the third degree.
Here we go.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in Shay in the big chair. Hello, Shay.
How we doing? So Thursday, USA Basketball confirmed Caitlin Clarkin is invited to take part in the Olympic training camp in Cleveland April 3rd to 5th. The Final Four is April 5th to 7th. Ben, if you were in Caitlin Clark's position and had to choose one between a women's NCAA tournament win or an Olympic gold medal, which would you choose?
Yeah, so the Olympics are big in the world, but I don't think women's basketball is that big in the world. I think for her, the Final Four would be a much bigger deal. But if Iowa doesn't make it, then you don't have to worry about that. That's, forget about it. But I would say, answer the question, I would go for, in her situation, the Final Four. Next!
The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to contract terms with European rugby star Luis Res Zamit. A source confirmed giving the team another potential offensive threat. Ben, with the world getting smaller and the NFL contracts getting bigger, do you see more athletes in the EU making the move?
No, they've tried it before. Very few of them actually can do the transition. They're great athletes, but it's a whole different skill set to play in the NFL. That's the problem. But I remember they had the punter from, I think it was Australia, and it was a disaster a few years ago. Next!
Former Rams defensive end Aaron Donald said T.J. Watt was snubbed of Defensive Player of the Year multiple times. He quoted, "I felt like he should have won a couple more Defensive Player of the Year awards. He kind of got snubbed a couple times, I ain't gonna lie." Ben, with so much controversy surrounding with this year's Defensive Player of the Year award, has the award turned into a popularity contest more than a performance-based award?
No, it's always been, first of all, it's always been a popularity contest, right? So that's number one. And, you know, chill out a little bit. Relax, you dopes. How did we do? I passed. I got a pass. Front dog, I got a pass for you.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.